Amen. Good morning, everyone. I have way of announcements. You see on the back of the bulletin some of the things going on. You should be aware that you have mailboxes in the back, and some of us distribute our Christmas cards that way. So if you haven't checked your mailboxes lately, please do so. Those of you online, I'm not sure how you're going to check the physical mailboxes back there, but we want you to be aware that lots of Christmas cards and lots of sharing. So, and we welcome everybody that is online. So I have a joke. They were doing a sleep study. Any of you have ever had a sleep study done?
Yes.
They were doing a sleep study, and they recorded this fella. And as he's sleeping, they're playing back the recording, and he says, "I love them scrambled. I love them scrambled. I love them scrambled." And then there's quiet for a long, long time. And they play back another video, and he says, "Only over easy. Only over easy. Only over easy." And so when they woke him up, they said, "It sounds to us like you went from one extreme to another. One extreme to the other." Maybe the jokes will be better in the new year. By way of announcements, the Tongans will be in here all week. This week is a busy week for them. If you have not been downstairs and seen the floor of the new kitchen, you should do so. Neil and Lucy were there. They said they started on Christmas Day. So a Christmas present to us, to our church, and what a gift. If you haven't seen that, that floor is awesome. Other announcements for the good of the order. Paya, what are we forgetting? Everything, she says. Everything we are forgetting, then that may be quite possible. Do keep in mind the office is closed Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So if you try to get a hold of us, you're not going to be able to get us in the office, but we are around. Mike Summerall, if you would grab a microphone. Deb Gunther has something to share with us.
New year.
Amen.
Crop fundraisers will start January 16th at Bubba's. I will hopefully have the flyer next week. So it's at Bubba's January 16th. Thank you.
January 15th?
16th.
Okay. January 16th. All you have to do is go eat and give a portion of the proceeds to those of you online who can't go to eat. You can always go to the webpage. There's a place to donate there, or you can always use the United States Postal Service, which is quite reliable. We appreciate your support of missions and of the church in all those ways. Other announcements for the good of the order? I don't see any others. Stand, if you will. Wave hello to one another, and let's turn to our call to worship. Miss Diana.
Hello, everyone. Shall we go to our call of worship? Call to worship now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens to the heights. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, angels, sun and moon, shining stars, highest heavens. The Lord commanded, and they were created. Kings of the earth and all people, princes, presidents, and all rulers of the earth, praise the Lord. Young men and women alike, old and young together, let them praise the name of the Lord, who alone is exalted, whose glory is above earth and heaven, praise the Lord. Now, if you'll turn to your hymnals, to page 238, Angels We Have Heard on High.
Strange.
Be seated. This morning is from Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father, so that you are no longer a slave, but a child. And if a child, then also an heir through God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
You see our prayer list on the back of the bulletin. Do we have any updates on any of those listed on the back? Any information to include? Sandy, are you waving your arm or were you just stretching? All right. Sandy Tinney.
My concern is my great nephew Elliot passed away last Saturday, and he was 39 and he had three children, 12, 9, and 6. I'd like prayers for his family.
Okay, for Elliot.
And yeah. Also, I had a Christmas letter from Jackie Clark, and they have moved to Ohio. So now I'm going to write a letter and see if she'll respond and let me know what she's doing, and I'm going to tell her what Burns is doing.
Thank you. Yeah, we had lost track of Jackie, and I had heard that she had moved, but we didn't have a forwarding address to share that with us. Michael, Deb Gunther has another.
My update is on Vivian, the great-granddaughter.
She's doing well, and thank you for the prayers. And she's on antibiotics for another 6 weeks. Thank you.
Do we know what the results of the biopsy were then?
Not yet. They haven't got the report back yet.
Okay. Still kind of waiting, but yeah. She's doing well. 3 years old, Vivian. Thank you. Thank you for that. Richard Sneer sent me an email this morning, said he is at home, ill. He's been off his oats a little bit, so we pray that he'll be back. Holly, good to see you back with us. We know that you were under the weather, so glad to see that you're back. I don't see others. We do need to be aware that this is that flu and COVID season, and I should have been modeling wearing a mask, and you'll see that I slipped up on that, so I apologize. Any other prayer concerns? By way of celebrations, Tuesday, Carolyn Relford has a birthday. Is that right, Pi? You got a birthday going on at you guys' place over there? And I have Thursday, Samantha Litanio is going to have a birthday as well. Others, or do we know of other birthdays or anniversaries? Michael? Michael Helen Collins down here.
Helen Collins, oh, there.
My birthday was last Monday.
Your birthday was last Monday? Christmas, that's right. Happy birthday, young lady. And I don't know that we got to celebrate that, so happy birthday to you. All right. Others? Not saying any other prayer of celebration or concern. Let's turn to our unison prayer as you find it in your worship bulletin. And let us read responsively. Precious Jesus, we gather to celebrate the birth of the Messiah among us. O God, by whom all life is changed for the better, move us now through the words of long ago to hear your word today. Open our hearts and lives. Open us to make room for the babe of Bethlehem. Open us to make room for the Savior of the world. By his word, open us to all sojourners. Reign within us, Lord. Help us realize our hope is in you. Help us to share your love with others. Guide us into inner peace and inner peacemaking. Lord, in your name we pray. Amen. I invite you to a moment of silent meditation in preparation for prayer. Precious, loving Lord, on this New Year's Eve, the last day of the year that has been, we take time to look backwards and remember. We take time to reflect on those who have passed in this year and to celebrate their lives and your presence in their lives. We take time to look back and glance at our accomplishments and those things that we had hoped to accomplish, and to look as we turn our eyes to the future and ask, where should we be going? What should be our goal? We pause, Lord, that you fill our hearts with the understanding of how we should be responding to your call. We pause and search our hearts, Lord, as we plan and look forward, hoping that the directions are those that you would guide us through. The paths are those that you illuminate for us. The ways are your ways. Guide us, Lord. Be with us. Guide us as we celebrate tonight, that we give cheer and celebrate those with us and those who we are sharing this holiday with of spirit. And guide us that we might celebrate the opportunity of new. Just as we have celebrated the birth of the baby among us and the promise of what is coming, we give thanks for the beginning of the year, for the newness, the promise, the possibilities, and Lord, for your grace. Be with us, Lord. Be with us as we are about gathering. Be with those of us gathered online who might be distant from us physically but are with us in spirit. Be with those, Lord, who are grieving or alone and offer up silent prayers. Thank you for knowing those prayers. Thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you for hearing our prayer as the body of Christ, the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day your daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for continuing your worship here and for your support of the ministries of the church that is Burns Memorial. Thank you for your prayers that support the staff, the people, the ministries here. Thank you for your involvement in mission as we follow Debbie as she leads us as our mission leader. We give thanks for all that you give. Our offering plates are in the back, as is our new normal. But let us pause that we might hear our offertory.
If you'll join me now in the reading of the New Testament, and stand if you're able. This is Luke 2:22 through 40. When the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. The man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he'd seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to do for him what is customary under the law, Simeon took him into his arms and praised God, saying, Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to all your people, Israel. There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped there with a feasting and prayer night and day. At that moment, she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of the Lord was upon him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
We have our VBS piece. I'm not sure how many of us. Stephanie, how many have you got here? You, yeah, and Holly, and come on down. Let's do that. Let's do it. Anybody else that can join in, get a little bit of aerobics. Must be that New Year's Eve thing. Kids are sleeping in or what have you. A little bit of holidaying going on. Join them.
Join in.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. You may be seated. I was looking at that icy lake there. It reminded me of some icy spots in the parking lot, but that's just the way that those things go. How many of you had turkey over the holidays? A couple of no's and a couple of, well, that's all right, but I'm going to talk about turkeys, so bear with me here, you know. I remember, and it was a great celebration, and when they came out with that little button thing that they put in the turkey, and when you baked the turkey, it would pop up. Remember that? Remember that? I remember waiting. I'd smell the turkey all morning long, and it would wait and wait, and it wasn't done yet, and waiting and waiting and wait. What delightful torture. But that little button would pop up and say, it's ready. It's ready. So you all know what I'm talking about? Is there a name for that little button thing? The little button thing. That's the official name. I've got it from an expert here. So, Butterball button, I'm told. Barbara Shaw. If it isn't true, you then write a new page in Wikipedia that Barbara says that's true. So, if only Christians had a button that would pop up. Think about that a minute. Now I don't know. Sundays I'm usually kind of busy, so I don't get a chance to visit other churches, other denominations, go to other places and hear how other churches worship. And Rich Schneer isn't here for me to quiz him about the Lutherans and what have you, so I don't know. But I know that there's a lot of United Methodists who say, oh, I don't know my Bible well enough. Oh, I don't know the scriptures well enough. I'm not sure I'm ready to be in a conversation about the Lord. We need that little button because the reality is we are ready. Your button has popped up, all of you. Now, how does that feel? That might seem a little odd. Might be a little bit threatening to say, yeah, Pastor, I think you're a little bit nuts because my button has certainly not popped up. I am not ready. I haven't memorized the scriptures. I haven't been to seminary. I haven't had years of study. But being a Christian doesn't require any of those. Now, I'm not talking about going down and standing on a soapbox on the 16th Street Mall. I've actually seen fellows that go down and do that. And they have turned more people off than they've turned on. So that method of proselytizing is not what I'm talking about at all. I'm talking about being you, where you are, with the people you know, and authentically being the Christians that you are. That's all we have to do is be us, be honest, be loving. St. Francis of Assisi said it, and I've quoted him many times, offer Christ, use words only if necessary, but offer Christ. You are not Bible experts. I am technically not a Bible expert. I thought about taking Greek and Hebrew when I was in seminary and realized that there's too far to get to be an expert. I was in, I'll tell this story again, New Testament class, sitting there my first year in seminary. Professor Dennis McDonald, the doctor Dennis McDonald, written many books, been an editor on various scholarly works and what have you. And he was showing us, this is back in the day before TV, it was actually, he had slides from a carousel projector on the screen, and he brought up some of the Dead Sea Scrolls. And he was bringing stuff up, and he showed us some of those scrolls. And he says, so this is the Greek, and he starts reading it in the Greek. I was so impressed. I thought, that's what I want. I want to be able to read the original in the Greek. And he was reading along, and he got to a certain phrase, and he said, and the gal next to me corrected him. Kid you not, now she's Greek Orthodox. She speaks it every day. She knows the language. She knows the words. She knows the phrases. And he said, thank you, Dee. How many years had he studied to be a Greek scholar? And sitting in class, and his student corrects him. So I said right there and then, I'm not going to try and learn Greek. So to this day, it is still Greek to me. I could not leave it there. I could not leave it off the table. Nonetheless, not being a Greek scholar, nonetheless, not being a Hebrew scholar, nonetheless, being who I am with all my foibles, I am able to offer Christ, and you are able to offer Christ. Some of you might say, well, you know, I'm not a good public speaker. I have occasionally, you know, we have a different liturgist. And thank you, by the way, Diana's been liturgist all the way through December. We really worked her out, didn't we? Thank you, Diana. All those extra worship services, and she's accompanied the singing and carrying on. But I've called a few people over the years and asked them to be liturgists, and they'll say, oh, no, I couldn't possibly stand up and read scripture. I get too nervous in front of people. And so do I. God called me and I said, Lord, you got the wrong phone number for sure. But that's neither here nor there. You remember Moses? God went to Moses and he says, Moses, I could make you my spokesperson. And Moses says, but I have a speech impediment, Lord. And he did. God says, I will speak through you. You're ready. Your little button has popped up. You are on track, brother. So this is all about all of us being ready to offer Christ. And we need to. We need to offer Christ. The scripture out of Luke that Diana read, the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The favor of God and the Spirit of God. And the Spirit is on us. We are a people of the New Testament and of the Holy Spirit. We'll get to that again in Pentecost. We'll hear about the tongues as of fire that descend and rest upon each of us, giving us utterance. And it's important to note that we have an utterance that is unique. I quit after 3 years of college. I had gone straight into college out of high school. I think I was just fed up with it all. I just had to take a break, and I went and built houses for a year. So I worked with a bunch of scruffy, profane carpenters and drywallers and construction folks. And I mean, some of them could not say a sentence without including an expletive. It was amazing to hear that. And I spent a year with it, and fortunately I didn't pick up and get into the same habit. But it's interesting that I can talk to them in their language without expletives because I have lived there and I know them. And so I have an in with them, if you will. They are fellow brothers and sisters. Christ has enabled me and given me voice to them. In the same way you have been with unique groups of people, neighbors, friends, co-workers, what have you, and you are able and enabled through God and through that voice. We need to be about speaking out, and we need to be about sharing, and we need to do it now. Take a look at Israel and Hamas right now. And the broader picture is Arabs and Christians and worlds divided, and all of the vitriol and hatred and anger and resentment. And yet, we are all children of the same Abraham. Remember that song, Father Abraham had many sons? Many sons had Father Abraham. And those sons include the group of people that will become the 12 tribes of Jacob, the Israelites. And they include the children of Ishmael who will become the princes of Islam. We all come from a common heritage. How can we not be brothers and sisters? How do we bridge and speak and love across those barriers? I saw, this always happens to me, I was just channel surfing and I went across the news and I caught part of a news story. And it kind of went in one ear and didn't really resonate until I had gone to another channel and had lost it. But they were talking about a group living on the border of the West Bank that included Jews and Palestinians, living together in community, vowing to be a community together, and crossing the barriers and not attacking one another, not vilifying one another, not hating one another. They were doing that work of peacemaking. I don't have any more of the story. If you have heard more, if you hear more, I'd like to hear more about it. I'd like to hear how we can support them, if nothing else, by prayer. You see, because that's what we're about, that's where we are and need to be. Christmas is always wonderful, and the birth of Christ and the promise of the risen Lord being among us, God with us, Emmanuel. And some people have become jaded because they don't feel like Christ has saved the world. The world is in worse shape than it ever was. Now, that might be a misconception. But Jesus didn't come to politically solve the problems. Jesus came to prepare us to be those who build the bridges and who share and who love one another. Christ's mission is still underway. 2,000 years, God will not be mocked in human history. God will prevail, and it is in our hearts where we begin to do that work. You are the turkeys. It's not often the preacher gets to say that to his congregation. But you are the turkeys, and you're, what did you call it, Barbara? A butterball button. Your butterball button has popped up. And you can tell because we are gathered here in the name of the Savior Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. All right, Barbara. Diana, lead us to sing something. I've lost my bulletin, so I have no idea what's going on next. Hark. Okay. Stand if you're able. Hark the herald angels sing, number 240.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Ms. Barbara. Thank you, Diana. Thank all of you for your lifting your voices, gathering with people around the world as we celebrate. On this last Sunday of the year, Happy New Year's Eve to all of you, and Happy Day of Christ. In the name of God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, may we be blessed to speak and offer the Christ to all we meet through love and His Holy Spirit guiding us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Join hands, if you will. Let's sing our closing. God's people said,
Amen. Amen. Happy New Year.